Yesterday, New Hampshire's U.S. Senators Jean Shaheen and Kelly Ayotte honored the first responders at the massive fire at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard that caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage to the USS Miami nuclear submarine. Reporter Deborah McDermott has been covering the aftermath of that fire for Seacoast Online. She joins us now with an update. Deborah, nice to talk with you again.
Nice to talk with you.
Officials have said the fire started with some burning material in a vacuum cleaner. What more do they want to learn now about what happened?
We don't know a lot more at this point about the fire in the vacuum cleaner. However, what's interesting is that this week there have been intimations that perhaps that fire aboard the Miami may be linked to a small fire that occurred several weeks later on Dry Dock 2, where the Miami is currently dry docked. So this adds a whole different texture to the story.
And the Navy had said now it's offering a reward for information on that second fire, which we should say didn't cause any damage or injuries. But have they said any more about why they're looking at this as a potentially criminal matter?
All the NCIS has said thus far is they can't be sure if there's a link between the second fire, and also there was a third incident where a fire alarm had been pulled. So they're looking at both of those incidents, and they're not making that connection between the Miami and those other two incidents. However, they're also saying they're not ruling it out. I did speak yesterday with Paul O'Connor, the president of the Metal Trades Council, which is the largest union at the shipyard, and he intimated, although would not go so far as to confirm, that there is a link between all three incidents.
The Navy has also decided that it's essentially going to consolidate most of its investigations because there were multiple teams doing multiple investigations. Is that going to have much of a practical effect, or is it just going to streamline what's already been in the works?
You know, I've covered the shipyard now for a number of years, and I have to tell you, it's very difficult to get a lot of information out of the Navy. They're very closed-mouthed. Paul O'Connor did say yesterday that, in his estimation, the fact that the U.S. Fleet Forces Command, which has requested this consolidated review, is in essence starting this probe from scratch again. So there's clearly something going on there. We won't know until the review is completed. And even then, there's probably going to have to be a FOIA request.
A Freedom of Information Act request.
That's correct.
Another question they have opted not to answer to this point is the future of the USS Miami, the nuclear submarine, whether that's going to be repaired or whether that's going to be scrapped. What do people at the shipyard feel about that? Is there a lot of concern?
I'm not sure if they feel concern. What I would say is that I'm clearly they're hopeful that it does happen. They do have a second submarine right now that they were decommissioning. There's a possibility for that second submarine to be used in essence, a spare part sub for the Miami. So I think they're looking at it as work in the chute for them.
That may answer what the workers who were going to be overhauling the Miami may be doing while they're waiting to hear on its future.
Yes, well, there's always at least one sub, and sometimes as many as two and three subs in dry dock at any one time. It's an incredibly busy yard. They've got work stacked up for years into the future. So there's plenty for them to do, that's for sure.
Deborah, thanks again for your time.
Sure.
Reporter Deborah McDermott of Seacoast Online. You can find a link to our most recent coverage of the aftermath of the fire at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard by going to our website, nhpr.org.